Today is Fida Abuasi's first day of graduate school at the University of Indianapolis. She's finally made it to the campus 2 months late. That's because she was trying to get out of the Gaza Strip, that tiny Palestinian enclave bordered by Israel and Egypt. Leaving Gaza is rarely easy, but since the military takeover in Egypt, it's become nearly impossible, as NPR's Emily Harris reports.
To get a small sense of Fida's odyssey, start on June 28th, days before the Egyptian coup. She had just returned to Gaza via Cairo after spending last year in New York on the U.S. government-sponsored Fulbright student program.
I came back to Gaza, and then they declared that they will close the border until further notice.
There are only two legal ways in and out of the Gaza Strip. Egypt runs one and has sharply restricted crossings after the military takeover, citing security. Israel tightly controls the other. Fida's first challenge was getting permission from Israel to go to an interview for a student visa at the U.S. consulate in Jerusalem.
I thought it was really, really impossible because when I got my first visa, I was denied the access to go to my appointment twice by Israel.
This year, she got lucky. A permit to enter Israel for a day and a quick interview at the American consulate that left plenty of time for sightseeing in Jerusalem.
Being there was just like amazing. I was taking pictures of every single corner. I was a flying bird, just like going everywhere.
That was mid-July. Fida finally got a visa 10 days before her master's program started in August. Now she just needed to get to an airport. The Egyptian border was jammed with thousands of travelers stuck in Gaza. Fida applied again to Israel, but after several weeks, she was denied permission to use that crossing. She said she felt helpless.
I feel like my life is all about permits, all about endless papers, all about borders, all about complications, and I have to give reasons why I would have traveled. But I have been out of Gaza, and I know what it means to be free.
The date Fida was due to enter the U.S. had been extended once and was now about to expire. On Monday, October 7th, she decided to try to leave through Egypt.
We went to the Rafah border, and now we are on our way back home.
Whoops, the border was closed that day.
If it's open tomorrow, I'm going to try tomorrow. And once I get the U.S., I'll just explain to them why it was late.
The next day, Fida snagged a spot in line.
Well, I was lucky today. They called my name. But I'm in the last bus.
She spent that day in a parking lot and the next day, too. Thursday, no students were allowed to cross, only pilgrims traveling to Mecca. Friday, the border is always closed. Finally, last Saturday, Fida was on the first bus. And by nightfall, she was camped at the Cairo airport. 8 hours of waiting, a flight to Turkey, then Chicago. Entering the U.S. went more smoothly than any other junction in her journey. This story tells only some of the twists and turns.
It wasn't an easy task, though. It was really, really a long, long, long journey, a long struggle. I hope it's over.
Will she go home next summer?
No, no, no.
Fida's first class is tonight, a seminar on international terrorism. The crossing between Gaza and Egypt is closed all this week for the Muslim holiday of Eid. Emily Harris, NPR News, Jerusalem.